This is lesson number 4, more changes in English vowel pronunciations. In lesson number 2, we learned 3 totally consistent vowel changes. Long O, short O, and broad O. They always take those pronunciations. But there are several English dialect vowels which differ from their American counterparts only some of the time in certain categories of words. So let's examine those in this lesson. The first is the long E sound. It usually stays the same long E, like in the words English, speech, agreement. But when words end in this sound, especially when the spelling ends with the letter Y or the letters LY, Americans usually keep the full E sound, Mary, while the English soften it almost to an I sound. Instead of Mary is very pretty, you would say Mary is very pretty, I. So repeat it after me on these words. Mary. Mostly. Pretty. You hear that I instead of the E? Okay, good. Now don't forget to continue doing the forward muscle impulse and resonance. More words. 20. 30. Some of you might find it easier to soften this vowel if you do a little pitch glide, either up or down, as you're getting into the vowel. 20. 30. Foggy. Lovely. Now try it in these sentences, and if you want, you can also use some pitch glides in the sentences. Repeat them after me. Everybody has the ability to be mighty. Frankly, that's a thorny path. Generally, Mr. Hornsby's parties are lovely. By the way, if one of those Y or LY endings leads right into a word that starts with a vowel sound, you probably won't be able to soften it quite as much as we just did. The result will be about halfway between this I and the full American E. For example, and you repeat these, Mary is lovely. He's very active. Some lovely apples. And now practice the additional drills for this vowel from the manual before continuing with the rest of this lesson. The next sound is a special category of the one we just did. When American words end in the sounds airy, ary, or ori, there's not just a softening of the E, but also a shift in syllable stress. Americans stress the syllable containing the R. Necessary, commissary, secretary, ordinary. The English almost eliminate that stressed vowel at the same time that they soften the E to I. So, an earlier syllable now gets the stress. Repeat them after me. Necessary. Commissary. Not commissary, commissary. Secretary. Ordinary. Try it in these sentences. Remember to use the front mouth muscularity and perhaps also some pitch glides. Was that revolutionary statement necessary? Many missionaries come from Salisbury Cathedral. The commissary has extraordinary food categories. Again, stop the tape and practice the additional drills for the Y and LY endings, which you will find in the manual. Now we come to an extremely important vowel pronunciation change, and one that accounts for so many errors when American actors are playing English characters. I'm talking about the occasional changing of the vowel a to r, like in I can't find my glasses becoming I can't find my glasses. Some American actors unfortunately want to change this a to r every time it occurs. They'll say things like, baseball bats, dogs and carts, yes I can. And all three of those pronunciations were wrong. They should have been bat, cat, and can. In reality, this vowel changes only in a small percentage of words. Specifically, when the vowel a comes immediately prior to certain consonants or consonant clusters. So let's look individually at each of the consonant triggers for this change. Unfortunately, there are a lot of exceptions. On many words, the pronunciation does not change in spite of the consonant that follows. So I've listed the most common of these exceptions in the manual. But here are the basic rules. First, before the F sound, regardless of how it's spelled, the vowel does change. Repeat. After. Laugh. Half. Calf. Also, before the sound of S, either alone or with another consonant following the S. You repeat. Fast. Last. Rascal. Repast. Pass. Let me point out one weird exception here. Although P-A-S-S is pronounced pass, passenger and passage are not correct pronunciations. In those words, the vowel remains a, so we have the sentence, the passenger passed through the passage. Strange language, this. The change often happens before voiceless TH sounds. Repeat. Bath. Pathway. Wrath. It also happens before some voiced THs. For example, rather is always pronounced with R. Lather and lava are optional. Both are correct. But gather never changes to gather. The change is also triggered by the NS sound combination, usually spelled with the letters NC, as in the following words. You repeat. Dance. Chancellor. Lancelot. France. It also changes most of the time before the NT consonant cluster. Advantage. Plant. Chant. Can't. While we're on the word can't, I might add that the word can, C-A-N, does not change to R. The N alone rarely triggers the change. This leads to the correctly pronounced phrases, yes, I can, but no, you can't. Now that's it for the consonants and clusters which trigger the change most frequently. There are a few words where the N-D combination triggers the change. Repeat them. Commander. Demand. Slander. But most of the time, A-N-D remains with the A vowel, like in and, grand, stand. Now, there are a few individual words containing none of these triggers, but where the vowel still does change to R. Here are the most frequent of these exceptions. Banana. Example. Sample. The words ranch and branch often change, although ranch and branch are still acceptable options. Now, there are many more drills for each of these A to R changes, as well as many exceptions to the rule listed in the manual. But when in doubt, you might want to consult Every Man's English Pronouncing Dictionary by Daniel Jones, which is available at most theatre bookshops. Let's look now at just a few sentences containing this vowel change. You repeat? The rascal chancellor demanded the castle. At last, the commander's repast is half ready. I just can't ask her for a dance. Okay, now we have to practice words where the A does not change to R, just in case some of you have been trying to make this pronunciation change all of the time. On these words and phrases, of course, keep the English resonance and all of the other appropriate pronunciation changes. Also, make sure that you don't use the eh pronunciation that's heard in many American regional dialects. Don't do can, hand, beat. Keep your tongue down in the back on these sounds. Repeat them. Can. Hand. Bat. Admire. Sandwich. Now let's try those in some sentences. My batting hand soaks in a vat of apple cider. Stan and Joanne sat in back of the bank instead of standing. And finally, let's mix and match. Here are sentences where some words contain this change and others don't. That man is dancing divinely. Last night, the cat transferred the kittens to the back room. He comes from a class of radical rascals. Ask any bashful man to dance and accept his answer. Okay, let's look at one more occasional vowel pronunciation, which isn't totally foreign to American speech, but the English are far more likely to use it than Americans. It's the use of the y. Yuh glide before the vowel oo in many situations where the oo is not spelled with the double O letters. D-oo, as in duke, not duke, but duke, duel, dew. N-oo, as in neutral, nuclear. News. T-U, as in Tuesday. Tune. Tunic. And L-U, Americans never do this after the L, but the English do. Lubricate. Ludicrous. Lunatic. Again, you might do well to repeat this whole lesson before continuing with the tape.